rarely these days in pro wrestling, no matter what promotion it is, are surprises kept a surprise. Somehow, someway, there's always information that gets leaked online and gets spread about, and unfortunately ends up ruining a surprise or two when it comes to a moment in pro wrestling. It sucks, but you kind of expect it, and you can't really do much about it. Just try and ignore it and try to skip past it if you can. But some people prefer not to skip past and they like to know ahead of time what's going to happen. So each to their own, really. I personally like surprises, but I know a lot of people like to know ahead of time, which is completely fine. There's no right or wrong as a fan. It all comes down to your preference, basically. I'm actually not going to try and spoil it for someone who doesn't want to know ahead of time. He wants to be surprised. Then in that case, if you're trying to spoil it for someone, then you are a bit of a dick. That's my personal opinion. Dwayne Johnson might have put his major WWE days behind him, but his surprise return to the sport proved that he's always The Rock at heart. Absolutely, because no matter what, The Rock is always going to be remembered as The Rock for wrestling fans. No one's discrediting his movies, at least not publicly anyway. But for us, the wrestling fans, we're always going to know The Rock as the people's champion. The man who can raise one eyebrow. The most electrifying man in pro wrestling. The man who's held multiple WWE championships over the course of his career. The man who's a part of the tag team Rock and Sock Connection with Mick Foley. The man who faced Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 18 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The man who had a long rivalry with Stone Cold Steve Austin. And the man who returned to WWE to face John Cena back in like 2012, 2013, around that time as well. Couldn't face each other twice in within a year. So The Rock has made a lot of memories for a lot of fans and has always held a special place in fans' heart in terms of The Rock as a character and a performer as well, for the matter. So the crowd in the arena in San Diego, California, absolutely lost their minds when The Rock made an unexpected appearance at WWE Raw on the 1st of January to kick off the new year with a ban. And what a ban it was. Previously, like the weekend before WWE Raw, organisers had teased the return of a former world champion at the event. And a lot of people lost their minds about that. Who could it be? Is it going to be this person? Is it going to be that person? Lots of speculation. And then they delivered Jinder Mahal, which a lot of people were like, oh my god, really? This was a surprise? Of all people you could have chosen, you chose Jinder Mahal? And a lot of people did not like that. But thankfully, obviously now we know that was not actually the surprise. The surprise came afterwards, thankfully, and saved the show for its doomsday, basically. So as Jinder walked out in front of the crowd, he then decided to take a few shots at the Iron Sheik and some of his other competitors. However, the surprises didn't stop there. But then, Jinder Mahal was interrupted by the sound of Dwayne The Rock Johnson's music. The Rock confronted Mahal and defended the Iron Sheik, who passed away in June 2023, before he began to hype up the crowd and seemingly tease a showdown between himself and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40, which will be this year in Philadelphia. And a lot of people are very excited about that. Johnson made a reference to Reigns' WWE theme song as he asked the crowd, when The Rock goes out to get something to eat tonight in San Diego, should The Rock sit in a booth? Which responded to a bunch of boos. Should The Rock sit at a bar? Which again, resulted in a lot of boos. But then, the one that got a lot of cheers was this. Or should The Rock sit at the head of the table? Which then, everybody lost their minds with cheers and applause. The head of the table is a reference to Roman Reigns, who is cousins with The Rock in real life. And Roman Reigns has been doing a storyline where he's the head of the Samoan bloodline. Because The Rock is half Samoan and also Roman Reigns is Samoan. And The Rock has had family through generations in the pro wrestling business. And he still has family today, including Roman Reigns' cousins, Jimmy and Jey Uso, who are part of the Bloodline storyline with Roman Reigns, and another guy called Solo Sikoa. I might butcher his name, so I do apologize. So it's a lot of history within The Rock and his family in pro wrestling. The end of his whole segment with the famous catchphrase, "If you smell what The Rock is cooking." Johnson's appearance at Raw marked his first WWE appearance since SmackDown in September, and fans made clear they couldn't get enough. Because we can get enough. We don't really see The Rock, barely ever. So whenever we get an opportunity to see The Rock, you know it's a big deal. You know numbers of all kinds are going to go up. TV numbers, YouTube numbers, social media numbers. You see The Rock's appearance on WWE television, it's going to go nuts. TMC, they've even reported it. Movie websites have reported it, like movie news websites, they've reported it as well. Or they've shared it, rather. So it's been really cool to see the response for The Rock's return. One person said, "This truly is WWE's Renaissance era. Hashtag WWE Day 1. The Rock's appearance." Another added, "We're finally going to get The Rock versus Roman." Hopefully, anyway. There's a lot of question marks around that right now, but hopefully we do get it. It all depends on The Rock. If you get in ring shape between now and WrestleMania, which would be in April. And it also depends on The Rock's movie schedule as well, for that matter. And if they can work out a good enough deal for the fact for The Rock to appear at WrestleMania. Johnson explained that there were plans locked for The Rock to fight Reigns at WrestleMania 39, but the exact details were never worked out, unfortunately. And here's a picture of The Rock and Roman Reigns right here at the Fast and Furious premiere of Hobbs and Shaw, I believe. So the thought process was, okay, let's not do something good. Let's not do something great. Let's do something unprecedented. So the idea was basically, what can we do for the fans that has never been done before? Roman Reigns is an incredible athlete. He's going to be on Mount Rushmore. Super handsome, good dude, my cousin, family, amazing. So Johnson said, we can have the match, but a bigger thought was what we can do for the fans and the business that we love. Where WrestleMania isn't the end of something, it's actually the beginning of something bigger. Johnson's teased at WWE may have managed to work something out, and now we just have to wait and see what it could possibly be. I'm always going to be excited to see The Rock, whether it's in the ring, wrestling, or just on the mic doing his usual stuff. It's always going to be an iconic moment for us, the fans, especially when it's unannounced and it's a huge surprise, and it manages to stay a surprise, as I mentioned before. It's still always going to be an iconic moment, and I cannot wait for WrestleMania 40. If WWE has finally managed to work out a deal in which we can have The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania in Philadelphia. But I'd like to know your guys' thoughts on this. If you're a wrestling fan, are you excited for a potential match between Roman Reigns versus The Rock? Do you guys think it should be for the title? If not, why? If so, why? Do you think this takes away opportunities from the four-time performers like Cody Rhodes, LA Knight, CM Punk, you know, a lot of the other superstars? Many people felt like Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley should be the main event at WrestleMania because they feel like that has the potential to be an all-star main event. So let me know your thoughts. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.